an update.
Sure, yes, Shane. How are you doing tonight? We're just leaving the daughter. Been talking to the grandsons and took them some eggs. And, we're going to stop at the QT down the road and get us an ice cream cone.
Tom, I'm glad you had a nice time. I'm on a HC. I'm mobile, not far from the house. But heard you in there. I wanted to say hello.
Appreciate that very much. Hope things are going okay for you. Wow, these cars come up through there, and I think he's got these bright lights on in my eyes. Can't even see. Watching the airplanes approach down here at GSP. But I won't hold you, Shane. But keep in touch, and let me know how you're doing. And this is General TR.
Things are going better than they were. We just left the hospital, but not long ago. Things are stable and looking better than they were. I think we almost lost her Wednesday, so I haven't been at work in the last few days.
I kind of assumed that, and our thoughts and prayers are with you. And gosh almighty, you just don't realize how things of that sort of happen, and but evidently the good Lord's taking care of you, and things are going better.
Definitely a huge improvement. She's still got a very long way to go. She's on her own, still is intubated, but she's breathing up her own and got some other things helping out. But they just started feeding her just a little bit today. A feeding tube. So trying to see how that's going to work.
Well, Amy's two children were born, our daughter, they were like 5.5 pounds, and Bernice's mom was like 1.5 pounds. And back then there was no NICU, and they didn't think she'd make it, but she did clear up until her 80s.
My mother came up to visit last night, or 2 nights ago. She's 84. She retired from nursing 19 years ago. And she was just amazed looking around at all the stuff they have now. And she's like, we didn't have near anything like this even just 20 years ago.
Well, that's for sure. So I looked at the stuff they were going to do to me here in the next month or so, and they had a list of it on my chart, and it scared me to death. I don't know how in God's name they do all of that stuff nowadays, but they do.
You know, it's amazing. She's got, a tube down both nostrils, one down her mouth for the breathing. And then both arms, both legs, several places all over her body, there's tubes and wires running out of her. And then there's multiple tubes that are feeding medicines and fats and lipids and things like that. They're coming, multiple tubes going into one entry. So it's amazing how many things are connected to her.
When she was, 5 years old, she had an operation called a ureter reimplantation. And if she hadn't have, well, she'd have lost the function of her kidneys for the rest of her life. And she had tubes all over her, not that many, but I think there were 7 tubes in her, Shane. And it just makes you want to cry just to look at them.
You're right, I did. Every time I'd walk over to her little bed there, I'd tear up. And she would move and, try to fight a little bit. She's still sedated, but I'm very grateful for what medicine can do in situations like this. So, Tom, I'm just about home. Thank you for a quick use over there. Hope you miss any. Have a good evening. And I'll keep in touch. And 0TR and 4, is that okay?
Thank you, Shane. And glad for the update and appreciate it a lot. And by the way, I give Patrick those shorts that I promised you. So he's got them. See you later, Shane. N0ZLK, N0TR73.
Which was said.